Yes, yes, yes. You know what time it is. It's the Man Dem Name Cut Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, the M-Y-T-H-M-A-N-E. G-Man, what are you telling me?
Yes, yes. Man Dem Name Cut Show. We're back. 2025. You know how we're doing it. Keeping it flowing. Keeping it going. DK, what are you saying, bro?
Aye. Yeah, man. DK on the mic. Yeah. Yeah, man. Nah, saying.
We got another special guest here, but...
He's gone to
look for a charger right now.
Gone to lotion right now.
Oh, look, he's back. He's back.
I see he's gone to lotion.
Yeah,
he's back. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, man.
So, G, what's the...
So, we got another dilemma here. Ooh, okay. And this one is... this one's a bit offensive, but it depends on how you are going to take
it. Viewer's discretion.
Yeah.
We're not watering it down.
We're not going to water it down. I'm going to be so honest with this one, but don't come at me in there. This is what I'm reading.
Why for that?
Right, yeah, so the
why for that?
So the title is "My husband is losing interest in me because I'm gaining weight."
Can't lie, this is a dilemma. That's a fact.
That's the title, bro.
No, but that's
let me read it. Yeah. Hi Reddit. My name is Katie. I'm a 34-year-old woman, and I don't usually post things like this. But I really need some advice. I feel like my husband is losing interest in me, and I think it's because I'm gaining weight. When Jacob and I first met, I was really into fitness. I used to go gym 5 days a week, and I work hard to stay in shape. I've been bullied in school before for being overweight. Oh, fuck.
It's getting worse.
Oh, shit.
It's getting worse.
I've been bullied in school for being overweight. So when I lost the weight, I took pride in keeping it off. People would ask me if I was a model or a personal trainer. I wasn't. I just didn't want to go back to being the girl people made fun of. Cool, I hear that. Jacob and I met through a friend. We clicked in immediately. He was kind. He was kind, he smelled amazing, had a gentle touch, just everything about him felt right. He was also into fitness, which felt like a great matchup. We got married 2 years later, moved in together. At first, I kept up my own gym routine, but then I landed a high-paying job that took up most of my time. I started going to the gym less and less, and eventually, I stopped. Over time, I went from a size 10 to a 14, and now I weigh between 200 and 252 lbs.
Brother. Wait, what?
Hold on. Did you say 250 lbs?
She goes, I went from a size 10.
No, did you say 250 lbs?
Yeah, 240 to 250.
A woman.
We need to do the kg thing.
All right, carry on.
Right.
I can say 250.
Nah, come on, man. nah, 250, bro.
That's
nah, bro. I weigh right now, yeah, like 88 kgs, and I'm like 180, bro.
So what's 240? Just say 240.
Nah, but put it like this. Even KG. From a size 10 to a size 14, in men's terms, it's like you're going from medium to XL.
Yeah, so she's like an XL.
No, she's taking the fucking piss.
Let me finish. Jacob used to invite me to the gym, but I didn't. But I just didn't have the time or energy. Now he's grown distant. He really wants to be intimate with me.
113 kg, bro.
As a woman.
Wait. He rarely wants to be intimate with me, and if I try, he says I'm not in the mood.
Now, good for him. Good.
One thing.
Katie.
Katie. I can't lie. He's found a new shorty in the gym.
Yeah.
You ain't cutting.
She's taking the piss.
He says he's not in the mood. When I eat certain foods, he'll make comments like, "You shouldn't be eating that at your weight." Hey, this Jacob is a fucked guy.
Nah, he's not.
He's trying to help. He won't even hold my hand in public anymore. And recently, he suggested I sell my old clothes online and say I won't be needing them.
You know what he's doing? He's doing the mind games thing.
That's bullying right there.
He keeps pushing me to go back to the gym, but between my workload and being exhausted, by the time I get home, I can barely function. I cook clean and just crash out at night. I'm actually considering quitting my job just so I can get back in shape and maybe save my marriage. But the idea of giving up such a good job, especially in this economy, terrifies me.
Right.
I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I love my husband, but I also work really hard to get where I am in my career today. I just need some honest, supportive advice. Thank you for reading. Right. Sincerely, Katie.
All right, cool. Katie, I'm going to give you advice. I don't know if it's going to be supportive, but it's going to be definitely honest. Brother, you can find time. It's not hard. If you're like, you see why I think she's going mad, yeah, is because you met my man when you were both on the fitness.
I need to see what size she is.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. She's 113 kgs as a woman.
So
113 kgs.
I look, yeah.
As a woman.
From my viewpoint, yeah, because...
Do you know how big that is, bro?
I don't know if she had kids or not, innit? I don't know.
So 240 she don't have is kids. 108 kilograms.
Did she ever have kids? I don't know if you don't.
Nah, I don't think she, I don't think so.
I don't know if she had kids. She had kids. She didn't have kids and it was just natural her just eating food. Darling Katie, not being rude, just lay off the food, innit? And go gym. There's no excuse for not finding it's time job, to go to it? The gym.
But the worst...
Bro, her job might be 9 to 5. Yeah? You go home.
Do you work
6
weekends?
O'clock, you work. You cook probably an hour to cook food, whatever you're cooking. And clearly, she's not missing a meal.
You don't even need to go gym. You can do home workout, bro.
Exactly. Bro, you can go on a run.
You know, like, I'm speaking from experience.
So she weighs 240. I didn't do 250. 240 is 17 stone. She weighs 17 stone. Brother, I weigh 15 stone.
Brother, I'm just trying to think here, like.
So she must weigh.
What's her husband's name?
Jacob. So she weighs 2 stones higher than man.
You see Jacob?
So
yeah.
I don't know how big she is.
You see why Jacob don't even want to sex her now, yeah? Cool. They met each other in the gym. So he's calm, she's calm.
Mm.
Before he could do whatever he wanted to her, dash her around, pick her up, da 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 da.
No, he's had to add an extra weight in.
Brother. Imagine she's heavy. There like, yo, Jacob, why you not pick me up no more? And he's looking at this fucking tub of lard like.
Oh, you're dark.
Like,
what kind of question is it?
Nah, I'm not body shaming that.
I'm not body shaming. But she's taking the piss.
I'm
going to say it as raw as it is, yeah? From what's his name? Jacob, yeah? From Jacob's viewpoint, he's probably thinking, I met you when you were... slim.
He met her when she looked like
but
a model.
But I progressively seen you go from slim to just big. What the hell's happened?
I was seeing you think. You don't even rate man to be even alive.
You know the maddest thing for him though, yeah? If he's still in shape, he's probably thinking, what are you eating?
He's still in shape.
And why are you eating more than what we were?
Look what he said. She said Jacob's been getting me to come to the gym with him. So clearly he's still keeping
and I'm not trying to body shame her. I'm not trying to body shame her, yeah?
You can ask her to come to the gym. There's free time.
I'm not trying to body shame her, yeah, but from time mama said, I don't even want to have sex with you because he's looking at you like, ugh.
Nah, but I'm so sorry,
like,
yeah.
But you're big, like, I'm man so can't sorry. Even roll on you, like, nah, man, but, oh, bro, yo, what the, like,
what is I don't know what.
Bare layers upon layers. Brother, I'm not body shaming you, though, because you said you're big yourself, so.
Nah, but E-man.
She said she's big.
Nah, but E-man, listen,
I call her big.
This is what I'm about to say. So, what is body shaming?
Exactly. She said she's big,
nah, but G, what I'm trying to say is, yeah, bro, it's a made up word. Like, it's a made up concept. Because fat people know they're fucking big. Like, you can't... It's yeah, like me. Now, listen, bro.
People don't like being called fat.
But they're fat.
Yeah, but you're fat.
They don't like I know. It. Listen, no. Fuck that. Listen, yeah? The terminology thick does not imply that because you got layers, that means you're thick. No, you're fat, yeah? Thick means you got big thighs and a big ass. Doesn't mean that comes with your stomach. Your stomach doesn't make you thick. It makes you fat. I'm sorry to say this. No, I'm calling it how it is. Now, if it applies to you, you're going to take offense to what I'm saying. If it doesn't apply to you, kudos. Yeah? Because if you don't think you're fat, then you're not fat. If society calls you fat, I don't know. But if it's what you believe, but let's not get the term fat and thick together. You're not. No, yeah? If your belly got rolled, you're fat.
E-man, this is how I quit, yeah?
I've spoken.
Cool. Like I said, you wake up, you see yourself in the mirror every day. Yeah? You know you're fat. Yeah, so if I call you fat, why are you crying? You know you're fat. Yeah, it's like someone looking at me and saying, oh, you're black. You think I'm going to start crying? Because I don't know I'm black.
Some people. Nah, but she knows she's
nah,
fat.
But that's fucking right. Stupid.
I'm just talking about the body shaming thing.
Like, it's a made up thing. It's made up.
I'm not defending her, but I'm just saying, yeah. She's saying that she worked really hard in life.
You know what she's doing? She's probably archiving them old flicks because she don't want to be reminded.
Yeah, but she's probably thinking, I've got this added weight on, I'm thick. Now, but can we pick that? I'm just saying.
I feel like, yeah, we're not making a big enough thing out of this, yeah? It's not like she just put on a few pounds.
She went from 17 stone.
She went from cut. She's 17 fucking stone, bro. Yeah, as a woman,
that's big.
She went I've from got bedrooms, yeah, that are 6'3" and not that big, bro.
250.
Nah, but you know what?
If she ain't what had are we talking
no,
about?
She ain't had no kids as well. That's even worse. It's like, bro, you made yourself fat for no reason. Like, you just couldn't stop eating.
And crannies of it. Yeah.
What were you eating to gain that?
Walk at lunch, bro.
What were you eating to gain that?
She says she cooks and cleans.
So what are you cooking? Just oil.
Jacob ain't eating that.
Yeah, exactly.
Jacob definitely.
Jacob ain't eating that. He's eating salad and she's eating like five steaks and deep fried pork belly, fam. You know what I'm saying, bro? Fried bread.
Get me Mars bars, everything, bro. Probably seen something new on TikTok. Get the waffle maker.
Ben and Jerry's Haagen-Dazs.
At the end of the day, look, let's be real, yeah? On the reality side of it,
for brekkie,
she said, I am exhausted. She's exhausted from eating. She ain't got the stamina because every time she go up the stairs, if she takes the stairs, she probably take the lift. Or if she's walking to the car park to her workplace, the fat on her body is making her tired. Hence why
she went for it. Sorry.
No, she's that, big,
no,
bro.
No, wait. What I'm going to say is she went from a size 10, yeah? A size 10 is 11 stone to 17 stone. So she's put
She's not even size 14. She must be size 16.
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
17 stones, fucking big.
Nah, she put on six stones.
Size 11, size 10
is slim. She's put on six stones. I feel like right now, we're three sizes up.
We're smoking Katie, innit? But one thing we need to do is get into the nooks. Like, for me, it's all about the mental side of it. Because I, well done. But I know there's people in this world, yes, things can happen, innit? Like, things can happen, might have you bedbound. Fair enough, she's got work, she's busy. However, if you know that you came from being a pristine, like, figure, do you know what I mean? You creme de la creme, you was able to keep it up. And cool, fair enough, you might not have the time to go gym. You know your diet is one of the biggest factors.
It's 80% of it, bro.
Whoa, I hope the microphone never got that burp. That was dark. But nah, you know, like, your diet is the
it means more.
The majority of it, fam.
And literally, you're telling me, like, if you can cook, yeah, even if you can't go gym, if you understand the mechanics of your body, you're knowing that even though I didn't go gym, I'm not gonna eat that much fat. I'm gonna calm down on the carbs. I can't work it off.
But look,
there's no excuse.
You know what? I keep saying this word, accountability. Brother, you live with a guy that goes gym. Mm. Jacob is probably this macho guy, and it's not like to say you ain't got no motivation to go to the gym. Your partner goes to the gym.
But you know where she went?
He doesn't even have sex with you.
Jacob not Jamaican, is he?
Oh my God.
Listen, look.
Let me tell you something, yeah? From time your partner does not want to have sex with you because of your weight.
Yeah, that's
if that's not an indication or motivation for you to go back to the gym, that means that you're happy at the fatness that you are at.
Yeah.
Can I even be honest?
If you
look at it like this, yeah. I look at everything as an exchange, innit? You see, when as a man you get into a relationship, yeah, is the attractiveness of the woman that draws you in. And on the lady's side, it's the security that you provide.
Mm.
Now, if you're not holding your end of the bargain, what's gonna stop him from saying, I met you when you was a 25 plate, no problems, and now that you're here, the brake pads are gone.
You're not even passing MOT, blood. Your service.
The pan roof don't even work no more.
Mad.
Like, you're gonna think, I need to get rid, because the essence of you being there in the first place.
I reckon he still loves her, but right now he's banging another shorty, bruv.
Yeah. I won't say he's banging. He's probably just wanking over old school pictures of her.
he's
looking at old school pictures of her when she was slim. Let's not make Jacob look like he's just this guy that just wants. He's still with her.
Yeah, he wants.
Let's deep it. He's still with her. So let's not try to say like it's a rap, yeah. But she's gotten so big in his eyes that he's like, I don't even want to lay down with you and make love to you because you're just a slob.
You gotta remember how they first met.
You're just a slob.
No, but to me, yeah, I can't lie. Like, slobbish. In my opinion, yeah.
You went from this thin, now you're that wide. It's mad.
In my opinion,
mad.
I don't think this is a shallow opinion to have, but Jacob's well within his rights to feel like that.
Facts.
If I'm being honest. Like, fair enough, yeah. Like, of course, like, you're going to find your wife Like, it's not just the physical that's going to attract you to your
he
wife.
Is,
like,
but you know her friends are definitely saying leave connection. Jacob, isn't it? You know,
what?
I guarantee her friends are saying that.
Because her friends are probably... So you're telling me her
friends are telling him to leave her husband?
I'm telling you her friends are telling
him... Nah, G, you're bugging.
Because... Do you know why?
Why the fuck would you leave your husband? You're fucking 17 stone.
No.
Who's going to dab you now, bro?
What are you talking about? I guarantee her friends are saying that because he's saying you shouldn't be eating that at your sides. I don't want to have sex with you.
But this is one side of the story.
No, but he's saying you come gym, and look what he's saying, that you should start selling your old clothes online. And now every single one of you know, when a girl says certain things to a guy, to their friend, they'll be like, oh, you can do better than that. You can leave him. And I feel like her friends are saying that.
But girls like that,
I genuinely feel like it.
Girls like that are wrongins, bro.
Facts.
They're giving the wrong advice.
Thank you.
The complete wrong advice. Thank what they should you. Be telling her, is get your fat ass in the gym,
like,
bro.
This is why I keep telling you, bro. All these girls like,
because if any of my bedrooms get fat, you think, bro, you should see the way we chat to each other, bro. Like, certain girls will come to the sport.
That's what I mean, no, friends. But that's us,
this is the way we chat to each other. Back in the day, we were going gym based off the violation we were getting in the
But this is what I'm trying to say to you. No, but what he's saying, is not far off. Because her friends are saying, darling, look at you. You're not big. You're just thick.
Yeah.
You're just thick.
Her friends are probably saying, look at you. You can still do it, Katie. You can get girls. You can get any man. You're sexy, Katie. I guarantee you.
Reverse the roles. Imagine,
No, I'm saying men.
Imagine, in fact, DK, imagine, man's called you now, and I'm like, oh, yeah, shorty's telling me that I'm not rising the bread. We're not going on dates. We're not going on dirt. Are you going to look at shorty and say she's on the wrong? Because I've switched up. Imagine I've met a shorty now and I've met her. Let's say we're out somewhere and showing her the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. She likes the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's what got us together. Mm-hmm. In this situation, Jim got them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not holding my end of what I've introduced to her. And now I'm coming to complain to you, man, saying, oh, she's telling me this and she's telling me that. Mm. You're going to sit down and look like, brother, you let yourself go. You were doing your thing.
I agree.
Accountability.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Bro, this is a big thing with women. They don't take accountability. And I'm not even angling it, but a lot of girls don't take accountability, bro. I'm telling you.
No, but when you're talking about
her friends
body shaming and that, that's not body shaming.
No, but
because she's going to look at herself in the mirror and say, I'm thick. That body shaming shit. Right. The society has glorified which is fat.
But what I'm saying, what he's saying,
you're fat.
What he's doing,
your partner doesn't want to have sex with you. You're fat.
Yeah. Who's hurt you?
No, because I'm tired of this society.
You know why I said this, right?
No, shit. I don't know.
I was saying, you've been dealing with him.
I know why he's saying
this.
He's
been dealing with him. He's been dealing with him.
Experiences.
Guys, there we go.
I had past experiences. I don't body shame,
I'm just saying, listen,
what I'm not going to tolerate in this conversation, is the fact that he's in the wrong.
But what he's saying...
He's not in the wrong.
And I'm not getting onto him, but how he's saying it.
No, he's not.
Hey, look, read it back again. Remember, it's gradual. My man's first saying, I don't think you should be eating that. That's so. That's advisory. And until he got to the point where I know my man is vexed. He's come home from work and he's seen her munching on a Mars bar. He's thinking, shut your clothes. If this is your truth now, shut your clothes.
He's going gym and he's doing her workout plus his.
He at.
He's probably thinking, what the fuck? I need to do double the workout. I need to do double the workout.
If this was my shooty, how I would say it compared to how he would say it would be too different. I'd be like, babe, I think start going gym still. Like,
have you banged the fat thing before? Have you banged the fat thing before?
Babe, I think you should
come
gym.
Have you banged the fat thing before?
Why are you saying fat?
Yes or no?
Why are you saying fat?
Okay,
he's chatting shit.
Have you banged the big?
Why are you saying big bacon?
Yes or no?
Now we're going that. So what's wrong with fat people?
Nothing's wrong with
them. Why are you saying fat things? Okay, listen.
There's nothing wrong about you being fat. Now, like I said, if you want to be fat, you can be fat.
Let's call them.
No, one thing I'll say.
We call them excess weight.
Well, excess weight. That's even worse.
G, however you want to preface it to them,
fat is fat.
Cool.
Thick is thick.
Big is big. But one thing I will say. Yeah, you grab a big gal, just know you're eating good.
Yes, but she said she cooked.
That's off the cuff. If you meet a girl and you know she's
you can't complain. You can't complain.
That's off the cuff. Listen, but in his situation,
she got big.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Look,
but she got big because she's a breadwinner.
No. Now you're giving her excuses. She's a breadwinner. You're giving her excuses. You don't even know what she does. She could just be a cleaner. She could be anything.
Listen. Listen. Why did I even move that way? I was going to say something. No, do you know? Can I be honest? I was going to say something that I didn't want on the microphone.
Say it,
innit?
Oh, yeah. Say it, bro.
But look, long story short, I had to reel myself back in still because I was about to go mad. But one thing I'll say, is I know in the flesh there's some people who've lost 20 kg just off their diet alone. Just off diet alone. Now, what I'm trying to say is, if you're in a relationship with a Donnie that you met in the gym and you two were active, fair enough, you got a new job. That's fine. That's no one saying that, you get me? Like, that probably comes with a whole heap of stress.
Mm.
If you can't do the gym thing, at least uphold yourself, because you see what you put in your stomach affects what happens up here and how you move. So you literally are coming to complain when you're the one who actually let yourself go. Because
mm-hmm.
fam, there's guys who work as, like, no disrespect to the bin men, shout out all the bin men worldwide. Yeah, but there's man who are waking up at 4 a.m. just to go to the gym, do their shift, and go yard.
There's no excuses.
Do you know what I mean?
She don't have time.
We have not established that if they got kids. No, that's not an excuse, bro. You make time. Yeah?
Gee, you're acting like she just got a little fluffy. She's fucking 17 stone, bro.
I'm not, bro.
Bro, 17 stone as a woman. Bro, do you know how big that is?
Wait.
No, stop.
I'm not defending her.
You are defending her.
I'm saying
bro.
You got to look at
the same as fucking Batista, bro.
Mark Henry still.
He was at £400, bro. That's the next thing. But these men are fucking juiced up athletes, bro, and she's that big.
No, but I'm saying,
all you need to do is go.
No. But I'm saying you got to look at it from her, from perspectives of her. You can't just think, oh, you're fat, go gym. Look at her perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Then go on a walk.
She might feel shamed. She might feel shamed why she doesn't want to go gym because she's that big.
That's what now I need to.
You know what I'm saying? People have anxiety. She might have anxiety why she doesn't want to go gym.
Let me just interject to everything you're saying right now, yeah? Because you're just chatting. You're chatting fat talks right now.
Let's be honest,
Let me slim it down for you guys, yeah? Let me slim it down.
Hey, say that.
Let me slim it down. First of all, she was going gym. Yeah?
Yeah.
She had a job. Wait. She had a job. Yeah,
and then she landed. Wait, she probably earned more money than mine.
Hold on. Forget this. Yeah, regardless, she got a new job. Kudos to you.
Mm.
What does getting a new job got to do with your body weight?
She doesn't have the time.
Wait, hold on.
I don't.
She doesn't have the time. Meaning she's more busier than what she was doing in her old job, right?
Yes.
Wait. Hold on. Let me land. Yeah. So she's more busier at her new job than she was in her old job. Yeah. But she was still going gym. She stopped going gym because she's more busier. So meaning she's either walking around or she's sitting down. She's cool.
Probably sitting
down. What the fuck does that got to do with her eating more? If you're busier, what does that got to do with you eating more?
She says she cooks, bro. So then she says,
by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. All right, you're mentally exhausted. Cool, whatever. But what does that got to do with you going to the gym? You take the same effort you put into cooking.
Gym is mentality. It's all in your head.
No, it's not. You go to the gym.
You wake up in the morning.
The girl was going gym.
How many times do you wake up in the morning?
The girl was going gym with her boyfriend. Yeah. Well, but giving her excuses. No, but giving her excuses for what?
My thing is, he's capping. Do you know why he's capping? Because it's a mentality. There's been so many times, that this guy has phoned me. Yeah, he'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going in the office tomorrow. He's phoned me halfway through my shift. I'm like, yo, and you at the office?
I can't be bothered to go in. It's the same thing with her.
Because I know what this guy's like. I've been trying to get this guy to go to gym with me for time. You don't want to do it. I hear both what you're saying.
I go running still.
Nah, to be fair, you be doing you
after
be doing
what case. I go running.
You be doing case.
So listen, hear what I'm screaming, darling. Yeah. If you're tired, you're only working 5 days, Monday to Friday, if you're not working weekends. If you're not working weekends, do a 30-minute workout session.
Nah, Jim, I'll be honest.
30 minutes doesn't take long.
Jim is a mentality.
She can do her homework.
30 minutes doesn't
take... I'll get her to,
we are now giving
workout.
Her excuses as to why she's fat.
She can do homework.
We're allowing her to be fat because you're like,
I said she could do homework.
No.
But you got to remember, she's... Let's get in...
You're just willing today.
Let's even get into the mental of it.
I'm Superman. You're Lex
Luthor. Let's get into the mental of it. Deep this. She's already aware that he's losing interest. So she's already know that she's pressed the trigger. And my man's already going. So she already knows in her heart of heart that what I'm doing or what my lifestyle or my maintenance.
She's considering quitting her job. Hey,
my friend.
She's thinking about the wrong thing.
She got big in an unnatural, unhealthy way.
Well, 2 years, isn't it?
She is not. She didn't have no kids. Because if she had kids and she got big, my friend, you got kids. It's fine. She got big from eating alone. Yeah, that is not normal.
If I'm being honest, G, I think as I was about to say, like, that's what you're ignoring. Like again, like,
that is not normal.
She didn't get a little fluffy bowl. She's 7.
She got big from eating alone.
And the thing is, why can't you forgive her for this year? It's because that is you don't just get fat like that. It's a gradual thing.
Katie, like, you know the best thing you need to do?
Bear Dixie the Morley, some fam.
She says she's whipping it up, innit?
Katie, you know the best thing you need to do? Just calm down and maintain.
Bacon sandwich in the morning, roasting.
Exactly what he's saying. Just, bro, even what he said, just be careful what you eat.
I don't know how you, man, deal with it, yeah? But any girl that I deal with, yeah? Like, we've been talking and that. And I'll tell her straight, like, if you're getting big, I'll tell you, bro. I'll tell you straight.
And I don't even look at Jacob as the bad guy because even look, nah, like, if you go back
body
to
body shaming does help.
Though. But look at the weight.
Body shaming is not real.
No, wait, it's
not real, bro.
Now let him land and I'm going to land off.
Look at the way Jacob's even like, he ain't even come off the cuff and said, I know, F all of this, you're going mad. He's literally said, look, it started gradually. Like, I don't think you should be eating that. Then it's gone to, oh, this, that. And then literally at the end, my man's literally said, you know what? I'm not even getting food to you. You're not taking me in. Just sell all your
clothes. Bro, is that bad? Yeah, is that bad? That homegirl's trying to. You're done. What's going on? He's like, yeah, get off me. Bro, I'm not even trying to tell you.
We don't know if he's doing it.
He ain't trying to have sex with her.
He's just saying I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, you know why? I wouldn't even be in the mood if I was him.
Oh really?
I wouldn't be in the mood.
The attraction he had when he first saw her is gone.
Yeah.
Because
you don't be in the mood, yeah.
Dickhead.
Bro, no, listen, I'm just saying, body shaming does land.
Body
shaming does land.
Listen,
I'm going to give you an example, yeah?
Man them like what they like.
I've got a friend, yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
All right, body shaming lands, yeah? And the only reason I'm saying that, yeah, is because I've got a bridging and I'm not going to bait out her name. Now imagine one day, boy, man's cutting through the ends, pulled out, oh, well, go on, what are you saying? Da-da-da-da-da. And I was like to her, oh, congratulations. She was like, what? I was like, oh, you're not pregnant. I bet he's one big. She's like, oh, fuck you, Stacey. Don't chat to me, you fucking dickhead. I was like, I am so sorry. Yeah, no, but right. I was like, I'm so sorry, yeah. Like, bro, she's my homie,
this
man.
This is one thing I learned. Don't assume.
I assume. She just went ballistic. kid you not, a year later, I see her, she's slim fit. She was like, oh, call me pregnant now then, innit?
She proved you wrong. She heard that and said,
that's motivation. But look. What we're failing to understand is, yeah, and I kind of get where you're coming from on that. Darling, you got yourself fat. As hard as it was to get yourself fat from when you were slim, you can get yourself, but as hard as it was to get fat, is as hard as it was for her to get herself slim. But she's not doing that. She's saying, I'm tired.
Can't lie. Let's just think of you like tired.
Bro, you're giving yourself excuses. I understand why mama don't want to tan you. I wouldn't want to tan you neither.
Let's just think of it like this, yeah? Think it on the flip side. A man is the one where his situation has changed. Not, and the thing is, I won't even say physically, yeah, because there's girls that will deal with big niggas. They like that shit, yeah. Let's just say a girl meets a man.
Girls don't talk to guys based off.
No, but listen, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. So let's say a girl meets a man
he's earning
150 bags a year. He's clear, like he's good. He's calm, living a nice life, go on holidays whenever, I buy you whatever. Cool, something happens. Now he's in McDonald's. You think that same woman you grabbing is on 150 bags? Now he's working in McDonald's.
But then, is she gonna stay with him?
But DK, no.
If she's a real one, she will.
You know, no, but that's the better equivalent.
You know, she might
put up with it for like 4 months until you get back up.
Nah, but bro,
but if you don't,
this is the thing. You know how she would stay is if she comes home looking at you. Yeah, you're working at McDonald's, but guess what? When you're not working, you're working to get yourself better. That's the difference. That's what's going to make her stay. Because she's seen that you're not accepting the position
Is, even what you said there, some might stay, others would be like, nah.
Okay,
man. Yeah, but then that's calm, because then I've seen the rule you, but at least Jacob stayed.
Mandem.
He's staying for two months.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What
the fuck are you talking about?
I said, let's flip it.
No, but we're not flipping nothing. She got big and you don't want to be. That's it. Simple. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah.
Look, what she said is, I got a new job. I'm earning more money. We don't know what salary my man's on.
No, I'm saying,
my man might be earning more than her. So regardless of what my man's earning, that's not the equation. But she's giving herself an excuse.
I flipped it to show that Jacob's not in the wrong for the way he's acting.
No, but look, regardless of whatever job she got, she got herself big. Whatever. She's given herself an excuse. I'm tired. I don't want to go gym no more. My man don't want to have sex with me no more. She's not taking accountability. You got big. You're in the situation because you chose yourself to jump in. She loves him.
So
all she needs to do is stop eating. Like my man said, just be careful what you eat.
She loves
Delegate
him,
your portion properly. Slim down. You'll be all right.
I can even make the argument.
Your man is still going gym. He's still going to the gym. Where's your missus at? I don't see you gymming with your missus no more. She's at home.
Going gym with your partner is a bonding thing.
It keeps you more locked in. And now he's not, let's get into the sexual part. Man, don't want to have sex with you. He don't want to have sex with you. You know how peak that is? He's going home wanking. I don't want to have head from you.
But this is the thing. As a man.
Come on, bro.
If you've met someone, and this is your means of bonding, that's a myth. Unfortunately, life has kind of stirred that off course. So even for me, it's all about the little things.
Mm.
Even if you can't go gym, that's fine. I'm not like, cool, we met at the gym, we went to gym together, but things have changed. That's fine. However, you're still doing the little things, as in you're not on the couch too much. Mm. If anything, and your job's actually tiring you out, cool, sleep. What do you need me to do? My own X, Y, and Z.
But
you're not sitting there eating fish and chips or God knows what, looking at me.
Thank you.
Thinking,
brother, how's your day? But look what you just said.
I'll go mad.
Life happens. Things go up and down. Brother, from what I've heard from her, things are on the up and up for her. Mm. Career-wise, she's on the up.
Which is good.
So you have no reason to get fat. What are you getting fat for? If you're on the up and up,
but you know,
and your partner as well is a gym guy.
How do you know some people their escapism or their coping mechanism is eating? Maybe the previous job she had was bliss. Now she's got a new job, more bread, fair enough. But now it's got her in the chase.
Got a point. And another thing that I will say, if when you make more money, you eat better. Yes, you do.
Does that mean eating healthy? Look at you eat better food.
No,
you should have access to better nutrition.
You eat more high standards foods.
Yeah, so that's
look at how many celebrities were skinny on the up and coming, and now look at them, they're bare fat.
Like who?
Rooney.
French Montana.
Rooney retired, he's calm.
Yeah, but he's retired. He no longer has a reason to be fit. And he's not really on a line.
Usain Bolt. Look at Usain Bolt.
He's not even fat. Give me an example of someone that's fat.
French Montana, Usain Bolt. Cool.
French Montana.
Usain Bolt's not fat, bro.
Fucking DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled.
Nah, he's always been fat.
No, but he was slimmer. When you start making more money, you eat more defined food.
When they find a drug, there's some man out here, when they find a drug and the drug is paying off, they're going to get a bit more. I'm not going to name names, but there's some man that's found a drug, is making them bread. And next time you see them, they're a bit on the bigger side. That happens, innit?
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, it gets to a point, especially as a man, it gets to a point where you're like, "I, you know what? Even though I'm making all this money and it's nice and I got the jewels and that, I feel like shit." Yeah,
I mean, being fat, I'm so sorry. Yeah, in my opinion,
From time you can't run a mile. Yeah, that's not good.
Listen, I'm so sorry. Yeah,
but like I said,
there's no excuse to be that fat. Let's keep it like the details. Yeah, she 17. I keep saying
she went from
17 stone
to what?
No, what was she first?
I don't know. She what 10 stone?
She
maybe?
Was size 10, went size 14. She was what?
What that one day out? If you equate it to men's sizing,
boom.
Like, bro, it's like going from medium to extra.
She's fucking big, fam.
Boom.
She's big.
Look,
bro,
at the end of the day, like I'm saying this year.
Like, there's no.
But it's not bad to get big though. But the bad thing is, you're not saying this to society.
She brought it up. It's not like we're getting onto her. She said it. I've got him big and he don't want to have sex with me. So she's already acknowledging that she's got him big. No. I'm not telling her she's fat. She already knows she's fat. Let's not break it down. I'm not telling she's fat. I don't know this girl, but she's saying... Like,
but the thing is, yeah, why is even being cool? If you're fat, why is being cool fat?
Because some people are happy being fat. But why is it a slur? Say you're fat. Don't call yourself
shaming. Shaming helps, I'll tell you.
I can't lie, bro. I lost weight by getting shamed.
Well, what's her name? Lizzo. Look at Lizzo now.
Yeah.
Lizzo's lost hella weight.
She lost hella weight. But what did she do? She went to the gym.
Yeah, but people were bullying.
She went to the gym.
People were bullying.
She went to the gym.
Look at Nella Rose now.
Nella Rose went to the gym. These girls didn't sit at home and start crying. They went to the gym.
Prime example.
The biggest example, Lizzo.
Yeah, that's but she went
Lizzo
to the gym. She went to the gym.
She was the biggest. She was pushing the narrative.
You might not understand it. Guys are calling her fat. What did she do? She didn't cry at home and eat ice cream. She went to the gym. She said, what? Safe. And she went to the gym. That's all it is.
Hey, Nana, can I even be honest?
Why is it so hard to go to the gym?
Like, as a human being, your body isn't designed to even carry that much weight. Unfortunately, we live in a time where it's easy to just chill out and Uber Eats and everything. But it's going to get to a point. You're going to go up the stairs. You're going to hear your knee say, nah.
You need WD-40 for your knees on that. You're not even 40 and you're struggling to go up the stairs. Yeah. Brother, we had a guy that couldn't even go up Westfield stairs.
There's certain man.
They're kind of big. And like, they just be sitting there, yeah? They just be sitting there, like, what's going on?
And brother. Hey, listen, yeah.
Two shit in the rain now, yeah.
Brother.
You got to bring the towel to the forehead, fam.
Brother.
Fucking hell,
I had a brush like that.
This is why,
yeah.
Bro. This is why.
Where's the
remote, man? What's going on, man?
Don't worry about that, man. I had a brethren, yeah. He knows what I'm talking about. I don't even chat to him no more.
Because he got too fat?
He was just fat.
Was it unattractive? Like,
pissed me off.
Wasn't that one of those,
bro,
like,
no,
when you with the gang?
Year,
it's
one
like,
time,
bro.
I used to put up with his shit. One time, I just spazzed that. We're sitting in my room, yeah. My mum's room was a bit compact, so when the man were around, there was bears of us. So we
is
were
it
just
in your mum's room?
No, I said my room at my mum's house.
Oh, you said your mum's room?
I was saying my mum's room. It was a bit compact, innit? So it was like, whenever the man used to come around, it was always about 4 to 6 of us, innit? So we're all chilling, just banging games. Brother, one time man was just sitting there, yeah. And Donnie's just that he had to sit next to me. And Donnie's like, bro, in man's ear, cuz. Like,
yeah, bro, lungs are working overtime.
Hey, cut, like, G.
What's going on, you, bro?
Huh?
What's going on?
I was on the floor.
There's bare wires going on, bro.
Bro, we're playing. We're playing fucking. I think we was playing Smash Bros or WWE. You're not even fucking moving,
hey,
big man.
Hey, Nintendo vibes, yeah. Smash Bros, you get me? Yeah.
Super Smash Bros, isn't it? Nintendo.
I counted like 3 wires when you're
talking. Yeah, why? Whatever. But I'm explaining the story. Brother, the guy is not even moving. You got the control pad, yeah, in your hand.
You know them guys?
Like,
yeah,
man,
like,
sitting like this.
You know where it's just sitting down, it's really tying you out. You're like,
man, sitting this and we're playing games. But my man's in my ear. Bro, I'm playing the game. I had to turn around. I said, brother, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
I want to ask the man something. Yeah.
So bad.
Cool.
It is bad, bro.
In the scenario of Katie and Jacob, yeah, what is the best thing she should do?
Let's wrap this up. What is the best thing?
All right.
Katie, I know you heard me say a lot of madness, but this is for your own good. Katie, like what A1 said, yeah. All you need to do is just be careful what you're eating. If you're eating a lot of fatty food, slim the fatness and eat more greens. Green giant. Face.
Food is
that's
food.
Me done.
Me, personally, Katie, just go gym, man. I'm not even going to slew you. I'm not even going to be the bad guy. Go gym. I used to be super fat. I lost weight. I've seen people being super fat and lose weight. Just go gym and just ride it out. That's all you got to do. Make time. That's what I'm going to say. Just make time. I know you've got account. You're taking accountability, but just make time. That's all you got to do. That's what I'm going to say. There's nothing else in it. I'm not going to slew you, innit?
DK.
Well,
me?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Katie. Listen. Don't stop eating breakfast, yeah? One apple a day. Yeah, wait till lunch. Yeah, oh, God. Have a salad. Yeah, then when you get home, have your full meal then. And then get in the gym. If you ain't got time to go gym, go on a 30-minute walk. If you ain't got time to do that, Lord help you. Because Jacob, yeah, listen.
Ozempic.
Yeah.
He's going to end up
something else.
Liposuction.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways.
Hey, you're on a good career. Liposuction.
And one thing, if you do tablets, not, there's only going to be a certain amount of time your man's going to wait for you. So the longer you take...
And I can't lie, you cannot blame your man for leaving you, bro. Because I can't lie, he didn't meet you when you're 17 fucking stone.
Indeed.
He will leave you when you're 17 stone.
He met you in the gym.
Yeah, and you can't even look at him no ways, fam.
Were you with me when I was shooting in the gym?
If I'm being honest, yeah, they should put that in the marriage clause, bro. Like a weight limit, fam. You gain more than fucking 5 stone.
Guy,
I'm gone.
No, there's a celebrity with that, though.
Let's go with
A1.
A1, go on, go on.
So it's all contextual, innit? But what I would say... Katie, like, brother. Nah, it's literally written there. Like, there's nothing to think about. It's literally, you just got to lock in. And the fact that you got another half who's on that makes your life way more easier. Just lock in with your partner, get back to what you know. Next thing you know, your life is going to be easier and you're going to learn how to maintain. Gym will get you into a routine as well. So lock in, bro. You ain't got much time to live. And when your kids come and you're still fat, guess what? You ain't going to no park, bro.
Yeah,
you get me? You're going to lose out on valuable things you could have done growing up. So look after your body because your body will fail on you in the future. So
can I just say one thing? First year uni, yeah.
Oh, God.
First year uni, yeah. Obviously, yeah. I only remember this because I looked at my Snap memories the other day, yeah. Obviously, you know you catch a wine and you're doing one. First year uni, you're gassed up. Do you know this? Mm. The girl was big, bro. My knee's been clicking since.
Go leg, innit? Leg day.
I do leg.
Oh, my God. Come on.
But look, that's the Mandem Linkup show. We're going to slim it fast. You get me? Yeah. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to slow it down. We're going to lose the weight. Get me?
Maintenance.
Accountability at its finest. But that's us. I hope you like this episode. Like and subscribe. Get me?
Don't
G-man.
Be offended, neither.
DK.
It's just us, man.
A1
talking in
myth
in
Mandem Linkup Show. We're here.
Don't be offended. Bow. Or something.